Okay, picture this. It's Monday morning.
Oh.
Yeah, specifically, it's 8:47 a.m. You've just fought through traffic. Maybe you were on the 405 or the 5 coming into Irvine, and you finally walk into the office.
Coffee in hand.
Coffee in hand, you're ready to start the week, but the vibe is already.
Well, it's heavy. You look over at your executive assistant, and honestly, they look like they've been there since dawn.
What's that Monday morning scramble? It's universal.
It is visceral.
Right.
And you glance at their screen, and it's an absolute war zone. I mean, there are exactly 23 unread client emails.
All with the little red urgent flag, I bet.
Of course. And the calendar is a mess. You've got 11 meeting requests just fighting for dominance across four different time zones. It's chaos.
And that's just the communication side. You're not even touching the financial backlog yet.
Oh, absolutely not. Accounts payable has a stack of, what, 31 invoices just sitting there? Three expense reports are stuck in limbo. And then the cherry on top. You get a text from your star salesperson.
Let me guess, they're not closing the big deal. Exactly. They are not out there closing that massive $180,000 deal. Nope. They are stuck at their desk, filling out forms. It's the classic Monday morning nightmare.
And the usual solution is just hire more people.
Yeah, right. You think, I guess I need another assistant, but that's another, what, $75,000 a year plus benefits? And deep down, you know you're just throwing bodies at the problem.
It's a scene played out in offices from Newport Beach to Anaheim every single week. But let me offer you an alternative.
Okay, I'm listening.
Same Monday, same traffic. But this time you walk in at 8:30 a.m. You walk in and those 23 emails, they're already answered. Some are direct replies to routine questions. Others are routed to your team, but with a summary of the context already attached.
Wait, hold on. Who did all this? Did the assistant pull an all-nighter?
No. The assistant just walked in at 8:30 with you. But those 31 invoices, already matched, approved, and scheduled for payment. And not just paid, but scheduled to optimize your cash flow.
And the salesperson, the one stuck in form-filling purgatory.
On the phone, closing that deal, the contract was generated automatically. And your assistant, she's not doing data entry. She's reviewing client satisfaction trends that were compiled overnight, getting ready to give you strategic recommendations for your 10 a.m. leadership meeting.
Okay, that sounds like science fiction. But we're looking at a stack of research today from Technegean, a tech partner here in Orange County, and they are claiming this is the reality of business automation in 2026. They call it agentic AI.
Exactly. And that is our mission for this deep dive. We really need to cut through the noise and understand this massive shift from what we all know, assistive AI, to something completely different, agentic AI.
Right, and how this turns IT from just a cost center into a real growth engine. So let's unpack that, because a lot of people hearing this might say, well, hold on, I use ChatGPT, I use Grammarly, isn't that enough?
It's a great question. And yes, that is AI, but it's a very specific kind. That's what we call assistive AI. And the distinction is critical. Think of it this way. Assistive AI helps a human work faster. It's like a really, really fast typewriter.
A typewriter?
A smart typewriter, yeah. It can draft an email for you, sure, but you still have to prompt it. You have to read the draft, approve it, and you have to hit send. It needs your constant oversight. It pauses and waits for you at every step.
Okay, so it's a tool in my hand, but I'm still the one swinging the hammer.
Precisely. Now, agentic AI is a different beast entirely. These are autonomous agents. They don't just suggest, they execute complete workflows.
So they can talk to my CRM, my accounting software, my email, all at once.
All at once. So go back to that email example. An agentic AI monitors the inbox. It sees the email, reads it, maybe looks up the client in Salesforce, drafts the response, attaches the right file, sends it, and then logs the whole thing in the CRM.
All without me.
It handles the job from start to finish. If assistive AI is a faster typewriter, agentic AI is like a reliable, highly trained employee. We're talking about reclaiming anywhere from 28 to 40% of your time.
40%. That's nearly 2 days a week. That seems high.
It sounds high until you look at how we actually spend our days. We think we're working, but we're mostly just moving data from one box to another.
Okay, let's get concrete then. The source material has this great case study on invoice processing at a firm in Newport Beach. Let's walk through the horror show of the before picture.
The universal pain point.
So an invoice lands in my inbox. What happens next? Manually.
Okay, so the email arrives. You open it, download the PDF. Then comes the part that just kills productivity manual data entry into the accounting system.
Vendor name, invoice number, all that.
That's about 8 minutes of focus time right there. Then you have to cross-reference it against the service agreement. Did they charge us the right rate? That's another 12 minutes of digging through files.
And then you route it for approval.
And that's where it enters the black hole. It sits in a partner's inbox for, what, 24 to 48 hours?
Okay.
The admin has to follow up, nag the partner. Finally, it gets approved. All in, for one single invoice, you're looking at about 38 minutes of active human work.
38 minutes. For one bill. And that cost the business between $23 and $28 to process.
That's right. $28 just to pay a bill.
That is staggering. Okay, so that's the painful reality. Now, how does the agentic workflow handle it?
So the agentic AI monitors the finance email. It gets the email, uses OCR to read the PDF instantly, and understands what the text is. Total amount, due date.
So it's extracting the data automatically.
Instantly. Then it logs into your system, cross-references the agreement, validates the pricing. It knows the approval hierarchy. If it's under $1,000, maybe it's an auto approval. Over 10 grand, it knows exactly which partner needs to see it.
It even nags the boss for you.
It does. It sends reminders.
Mm.
And once it's approved, it schedules the payment. But, and here's the kicker, it optimizes the payment date based on your cash flow.
So it's acting like a mini CFO.
On a micro level, yes.
Yeah.
So let's look at the math again. Total human minutes spent. Zero. And the cost? About 50 cents in computing resources.
Hold on. You're going from $28 an invoice down to 50 cents. That's not a marginal gain. That's a collapse of the cost structure.
That's the power of this. Process 500 invoices a year, you save over $11,000. And that's before we even talk about error reduction. Manual processing has an error rate of about 3.7%.
Which adds up.
The AI error rate is 0.3%. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't transpose numbers.
Incredible. And this isn't just for finance, right? The sources say this is happening across sales, customer service.
It's everywhere. Take sales. The stat that jumped out at me is that salespeople only spend about a third of their time actually selling.
Which is wild. You pay them to sell, and they spend two-thirds of their time doing data entry.
Exactly. So this software company in Mission Viejo implemented agentic AI. It handles lead scoring, personalized follow-ups, even generates initial proposals. The result? Revenue per rep increased by $187,000 a year.
Just by letting them focus on selling.
Right. And in customer service, it's even more dramatic. A medical practice in Costa Mesa was struggling with 4 to 6 hour response times.
Which in healthcare feels like a lifetime.
It is. They deployed an agent for scheduling and routine questions. Response times dropped to under 2 minutes. Patient satisfaction shot up 34%.
Okay, I have to play skeptic here. The elephant in the room is jobs.
Mm.
If I'm that admin or that junior salesperson, am I thinking, well, there goes my paycheck?
It's the most common question, and it's a fair one. But the data from these early adopters in Orange County tells a story of redeployment, not replacement.
Redeployment. Is that just a nice corporate word? What does it actually mean?
I mean, think about it. Does anyone actually enjoy data entry?
I think it's safe to say no. That's the burnout work.
Right. Agentic AI eliminates the boring work. So there's this example of an accounting firm in Tustin. They automated their admin tasks. Did they fire their staff? No. They redeployed them into client advisory roles.
So they moved from processing numbers to helping clients understand the numbers.
Exactly. And because of that high-value touch, they increased revenue by $340,000. Their people became more valuable because they were doing things a robot can't do.
Okay, that makes sense. But there's another fear. You're giving these agents the keys to the car. It's logging into your bank. Is that safe?
That's the nightmare scenario, right?
Yeah.
But this isn't just one big brain doing whatever it wants. It's a stack of technologies. There are three distinct layers.
Break that down for me.
At the core, you have the LLM, like Claude or GPT. That's the creative brain. It understands language.
The part that writes the email.
Exactly. But you don't give the creative brain the keys to the bank. That's where the second layer comes in, the rules engine. This is like the strict, no-nonsense compliance officer.
So the rules engine is the guardrail.
Exactly. It's the hard logic. Never approve an invoice over $5,000 without human sign-off. The LLM wants to be helpful, but the rules engine says, stop. That violates policy.
I see. So it's a creative intelligence wrapped in a straitjacket of business logic.
Perfectly put. And the third layer is just the integration framework that plugs into your other software. When you combine them, it can actually be more secure than a human.
More secure how?
Humans get tired. Humans fall for phishing scams. Mm. And AI doesn't get tired at 4.45 p.m. on a Friday. It doesn't forget to encrypt a file. Plus, you get a perfect audit trail. Every single action is logged.
The human element is always the weakest link.
Exactly. So if we accept that it works and it's secure, the real barrier is a mindset shift. We have to move from viewing IT as a cost center to a growth engine.
From how little can I spend to how can this multiply my team's output?
Right. It's this concept called the multiplier effect. Mm-hmm. A 30-person business can get the output of a 45-person business.
Without hiring 15 new people.
Without the salaries, the benefits, the overhead. You're scaling output without scaling overhead.
And this must be huge for seasonal businesses like the tax firm example.
Oh, it's a game changer. Their workload spikes 340% in tax season. Instead of hiring a bunch of temps every spring, the AI just scales up to handle the volume, then scales back down.
That flexibility is incredible. So let's say a listener is sold. They're overwhelmed, but they're sold. How do they start?
You absolutely do not try to boil the ocean.
Don't automate the whole company on day one.
Never. The approach is phased. Phase one is discovery. You audit your workflows, find the 38-minute invoices.
Find the real bottlenecks.
Yes. Then phase two is a pilot. Pick one thing, just one. Maybe it's just appointment scheduling. Prove the value in 3 to 8 weeks. Once everyone sees it works, then you move to phase three, scale.
And the ROI timeline, when do they get their money back?
It's surprisingly fast. Because the efficiency gains are so immediate, most businesses see a full return on investment within 6 to 9 months.
That is fast for a tech implementation.
It is. You're taking labor hours off the ledger almost immediately.
So to recap, we're seeing this fundamental shift from tools that help us type faster assistive AI to agents that act like autonomous employees, agentic AI.
And we've seen how this cleans up invoices, boosts sales, and slashes customer wait times from hours to minutes.
And importantly, we've tackled the fear. It's not about replacing people, but freeing them from robot-like work.
Right. It's about turning IT from a bill you pay into a system that actually grows your business. And for listeners in Southern California, Technogene is offering assessments to find these opportunities. So if you're tired of that Monday morning nightmare.
It sounds like the early adopters are going to win big.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The companies that adopt this now are going to have a massive competitive advantage.
So as we wrap up, we always like to leave you with a final thought to chew on.
Yeah, I've been thinking about the role of the manager in this new world. If the AI is handling all the execution, the filing, the data entry, the rote tasks, then the very definition of work changes. We're moving to a future where we stop being workers and we all start being managers of agents. So the question I have for you is, are you ready to stop doing the work and start orchestrating the outcome?
From doer to orchestrator. That is a fascinating shift to consider. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We will catch you on the next one.